Anyway, moving to slightly more cheerful, perhaps less cheerful topic. Here's one for you, Giles. Stephanie says, I have a question about intolerance to dairy and alcohol. She's read that the gene for digesting dairy products is on chromosome 2, whilst the gene for metabolising alcohol is on chromosome 12. If these aren't linked, so they're not genetically linked, they're not on the same chromosome, why do both of these intolerances often tend to occur simultaneously? And how do you diagnose an intolerance?
Ah, they're not linked genetically, and their apparent linkage in the world in various, you know, ethnicities is entirely coincidental. And it actually has to do with the history of agriculture within that particular region. So milk, most of the world cannot handle milk. People don't know this. So most people are actually lactose intolerant or are unable to handle lactose once they become adults. The reason why the ability to lactose has evolved is because three different populations in particular, Northern Europeans and two different African tribes, figured out that if you don't kill the cow or the camel or the goat immediately and eat the meat, but drink the milk, you actually get a lot more calories out of them. That's the first thing. The second thing is milk provides a very safe drinking source. And so for people who are able to take advantage of this, they thrived. You might ask why a lot of the world are not able to handle milk. I'm Chinese, so I'll use the Chinese example. And the reason why is because they had their own other sources of calories. And the Chinese, for example, were the first people to domesticate chickens. And so then chickens came with eggs and they were able to do that. And the Chinese were the first to domesticate pigs, and we don't drink pig milk egg. So therefore they do that.
I thought you were going to say they were the first to come up with crispy duck as well. Yeah. I mean, that is also fantastic.
Poultry all in general. In terms of alcohol, once again, post-agriculture, and people were able to drink it, and people have always drunk it for cultural reasons. The reason why some cultures are able to handle it more than others, however, has to do with safe drinking water. So the Northern Europeans and the people in the Fertile Crescent, so the Middle East, chose to purify their water by adding alcohol, and so that it was then became safer to drink.
Good choice.
And so they had to be able to metabolize it well enough to drink it, otherwise they would die. The Chinese, amongst other groups, chose to boil it and then the water and end up sticking some twigs in it and called it tea. And so they, although they did drink alcohol, their survival did not rely on alcohol.
So those genetic variations for lactose tolerance and alcohol tolerance have just become selected in the populations that have loads of dairy and loads of booze.
Correct.